Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife. Happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy. I am your host. And today you're listening to Naked Intentionality. Hey everyone, it's been a minute. It's been probably a few weeks actually. Life's been busy, but going well. But we are going to get into it a little bit on a different level today. So we're actually going to talk about sex. I know, right? Like the Naked Keto Wife, you know, all about, you know, the podcast being out of me feeling honestly sexy and beautiful naked is how the podcast originated. And then the idea behind like a naked living of like without sugar, without gluten, like just really clean, nutrition wise. I am driving right now, and so you're going to hear some noises in the background, but this, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, it is just the easiest time for me to podcast. Crazy technology, right? The fact that we can even do something like this while driving. Don't worry, I'm just backing up, so it's screaming at me. But no, seriously, I love that I can drive. And, you know, put the phone down so my hands are on the wheel, but I'm able to just talk to you and get real and be real. And so, just wanting to bring to you the podcast as I can podcast it, because honestly, otherwise it's never going to get done. I've tried being like every Monday in my office studio, I'm going to podcast. Yeah, no. Nope, not gonna happen. Something always comes up, or I'm too tired, or the family needs me, or I'm just distracted. So, yeah, I mean, this is just the best time. So, okay, enough about that. Let's talk about sex. Ha! Huh. Yeah, imagine that. The Naked Keto Wife is talking about sex. First of all, I think that you have, if you've been listening for any amount of time, don't shy easily. I'm a nurse, and we talk about real stuff. So I wanted to talk about being intentional, regardless of how you feel. So something that I've realized keto has taught me is that I'm super comfortable in my own skin, regardless of where I am on my journey. Guys, I hate to break it to you, but this whole keto lifestyle, healthy lifestyle, wellness, losing weight, gaining weight, anything in between, it's lifelong. Guys, it's just going to be a lifelong journey. I've just, you know, reconciled that with my heart and my mind to understand that I will never be done. I will never be a done product. My weight, it's going to go up and down. My stress, my hormones, my health, like it's all going to be an up and down ride for the rest of my life. But what keto has done for me is allowed me to feel confident in my own skin. And this is coming from a place of gaining some weight back. I had lost 50 pounds and I gained some weight back, and I'm back on the keto diet and I'm doing really well on it. I have bad days for sure. But for the most part, I'm doing pretty well, starting to get my focus back. After a year and a half of trauma after trauma, it is amazing that I am even here, like podcasting and not depressed as ever. And that is all glory to God. Seriously, I've been put through the ringer. I've been put through the ringer for the last year and a half. Trauma after trauma, death, just you name it. It's been really, really hard. And over this time, I've started to realize that the several years of doing keto, yes, it taught me that I'm capable. Like I think that may be the single most beneficial aspect of the success of the 50 pounds was that it taught me I can do anything and that I can do it at any time. It's self-determination, and I was able to do it. That alone gives me hope for any day that I'm struggling. It gives me hope for the next day, the next hour. It just gives me hope because I know that I can do it. So if you're in a space where you've never succeeded when it comes to wellness or health or weight loss or weight gain, even some of you might need to be, you know, gaining weight. I really don't know your story. Chances are, if you're listening to this, you're trying to lose weight, not gain it. But that being said, wherever you're at in the journey, if you haven't had the success yet, don't give up. Don't give up. I don't care if it's been 20 years. I don't care if it's been 40 years. Don't give up. Because if you give up, you don't have the story. If you give up, you don't have the testimony to your own heart, your own mind, your own determination that you can do anything at any point in time. You need to have the feeling of success. You need to have the feeling and the memory that you're creating in your mind. You need to be able to have that as a seed to basically to grasp out to when you're having a hard time. So you need to build those memories, and you can only build those memories if you actually have the success, which you will get there. Don't give up. I have tasted success. I have tasted it, and I felt amazing. So now when I think about it, it excites me to be like, oh, I'll get back to it. It's fine. But I just want to remind you again, please don't give up. Okay, I know you're all waiting. You're like, ah, she said she was going to talk about sex. I am. So where am I going with this? Keto's taught me something else, not just the feeling of success, but also it has taught me that I am confident and comfortable with who I am now. I'm not afraid that with some pounds added to me that my husband is going to lose interest. I am really blessed in that way. I understand that there's probably some of you listening who are not that fortunate. I get that. And to you, you're going to have to reach deeper because you maybe don't have that somebody that's encouraging the confidence and encouraging who you are. But there's also some of you who have an amazing spouse who is supportive and who loves you and who wants and desires you. And because of your lack of self-confidence, it's causing an issue in your relationship. It's really, really important that you guys grasp this. Your confidence can drive such a powerful confidence in the bedroom. Like, your confidence can drive a bedroom confidence and experience in the bedroom. And I'm going to pause for a minute. You won't recognize the pause because I'll be back in a minute and it will just pick up where I left off. But there's going to be a slight break because I've got to actually get where I'm going for a minute. But I'm going to finish this podcast. I like where it's going. I feel really good about what we're talking about. I think it's important. There's really something that one of you needs to hear this message. So I will be back shortly. All right, I'm back for a few more minutes and then I might need to pause again. Okay, so once upon a time, my husband told me, it was years ago, guys, it was the best advice he's ever given me as a spouse. I was young. I was maybe 23, probably younger, probably 22, 21, somewhere in that very, very young age. So little history here. I got married when I was 20. I got pregnant with our son when I was 19, turning 20. And we got married. We were planning on doing so anyway, but I got pregnant and had our beautiful baby boy. And I was young enough and immature enough not to grasp what my husband said to me. I was struggling with weight, which I had always had a lack of self-confidence growing up, always, because my, guys, this is just, it is what it is. God rest his soul. My dad has passed away a couple of years ago, and he, you know, was just to be honest, he was not a woman loving kind of guy, and he was super demeaning when it came to girls and women. And when I was growing up, I was called fat and I was chubby and I was it was demeaning. And he used to call my mother a whale. She was not a whale. I was not fat. I was normal size kid. And as a young girl, as a teenager, I always felt fat, and I wasn't. Like, oh my gosh, I look back now at my pictures. I was Miss Route 66. I was, like, I was on the varsity dance team. Like, I was not those things. But my confidence was terrible. And it was a result of those demeaning words as a kid. Okay, so sorry for that little break again. Again, you probably won't notice it. Just, I know when I get, if I take a break from podcasting to like come back on in clips, sometimes it's weird. It does a really good job. Anchor does a really good job, but it's still, you can kind of tell, especially if I'm not like right on point with where I left off. So, where I want to jump back on and in is what I was saying was my spouse gave me great advice. And it was that the more confident you are about yourself, regardless of what size you are, what size you wear, how much you weigh, what the scale says, your confidence of sexiness is what, like, makes my desire just flourish. So not just my desire for him, but his advice was like, Tammy, when you are confident about you in the bedroom and you like it, I don't know, just kind of I can't think of the word, it's not exuberate, but just when I extend basically my confidence and the sexiness that I'm feeling at the time, it that's what makes him just be like, it doesn't matter what you weigh, it doesn't matter what stretch marks you might have from the baby. Like, it's okay. I am so desired. Like, I'm so desiring you. I'm struggling with words tonight. It's a Monday night. It's been a long day. Struggling with words. But I didn't take that advice, guys. I still struggled. And for much of my marriage, I struggled. We've been married 23 years now, and I finally get it. 23. Wow. See, my brain is tired. No, we've been together 23, but we've been married for 21. Anyway, all of this time I've struggled until over the last several years. Again, this podcast came out of that confidence. Like, my husband was just like, oh my gosh, like, you're just so confident and so beautiful. And just, so let's talk about neuroplasticity. I know, random moment. Neuroplasticity. It's the ability of the brain and the mind. It's the ability of the mind, but literally structurally in the brain, your brain has the ability to actually change thoughts. And something that I've been learning so much about is positive feedback. So when you talk about yourself in a positive way, it builds happy trees in your brain. And it begins to change the structure quite literally in your brain. And when we do that, we start thinking and believing about ourselves, whatever that is. So it can be positive or it can be negative. And, you know, again, the experience that I've had with keto is that I started thinking about myself in a better way. Guys, I wasn't perfect. It's not like losing 50 pounds made me the hottest chick on the planet, but I felt it. I felt good. I felt beautiful. I could feel it. And I haven't lost that, which is amazing to me because, again, I've gained weight over the past year, especially, and haven't lost that confidence. I haven't lost that feeling of sexiness. And that is amazing to me. And it goes to show how you can really, really change how you feel about yourself by what you think. Now, to be fair, I got encouragement, right? I looked in the mirror. I looked at the scale. I my clothes were fitting better. So I had physical encouragement. But now that that physical encouragement is not there as much, I still feel it. I still think it. And I don't let the negative thoughts enter in like I used to. Guys, my sex life has been never better. Aaron and I, honestly, we are so attracted to each other. And it doesn't matter the stretch marks, the bumps, the belly, whatever. It just, we are, okay, let me tell you this too. My husband lost 50 pounds because of COVID. He was in the ICU for 2 months. It was horrible. He lost 50 pounds. He didn't have 50 pounds to lose. And he looked like a skeleton in the hospital. Yeah, I was terrified that I was going to lose him, if not to COVID itself, to the effects of it on his body, as far as just even the weight loss. And I've never been more happy to see him gaining weight. And yes, having like a slight belly back, like it's not like a big beer belly or anything. Like he hasn't even gained back to a normal weight yet. He's still underweight, but I'm just saying, like, the more that the older we get, the more we appreciate each other's healthy confidence, healthy bodies, healthy confidence. The scale is the scale. The clothes and how they fit, I'd like them to fit better, right? But I know that I can do it because I have the encouragement that I can. Again, positive thoughts, positive mindset, that didn't come from nowhere. I haven't just always had this positive self-confidence. That has taken a lot of effort and a lot of time for me to really gain that. And now that I have it, I don't want to lose it. Really, you know, I don't know where you are in your journey right now. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're feeling terrible about yourself. First of all, change your mindset. I want you to look in the mirror every day and say it. I am beautiful just the way I am. And today I'm going to go make healthy choices because I want to feel better. You need to speak life about yourself. Speak life about your body. Speak life, guys. Like, look in the mirror and go, you know what? Those stretch marks, I created a human. Assuming that's why you have stretch marks. Obviously, if you have stretch marks from weight, that's different, but you can still speak to that too. Like, this was my journey. And I am beautiful the way that I am. That's not to be lazy and an excuse to be like, okay, now I can go eat whatever I want. No, let that propel you into a positive direction to go now make healthy choices to feel even better. But yeah, when it comes to sex, I mean, we've got such a great sex life. My husband sees me and desires me, and it is a beautiful interaction between the two of us. And so this whole entire episode is about being intentional to find the confidence and the beauty in yourself as you are now, so that it can propel you into the healthy goal that you're looking towards, right? You probably have some kind of goal in mind. Well, don't wait until you reach the goal. Guys, I made that mistake, and I wish I could go back in time, because now I look back and I'm like, wow, in my early 20s and when I, you know, met Aaron and fell in love at 18 and 19, I was hot, people. I was hot. And now I'm like, oh, wow, I did not appreciate my body at all. I didn't appreciate it. And how my husband desires me, even more, like, yes, he desired me very much then too, but he desires me even more now because my confidence has grown so much. I may have been hot. I may have been hot when I was 20, but guys, 19, whatever, but I didn't have the same confidence. 18, 19, I did have more confidence. I mean, I was just, I'm just being real. I was really had a beautiful body and, untouched body. Like I was super desirable to him, obviously, but I'm just talking about after we got married, after we had our first child, my confidence like slammed, like it just tanked. And I really struggled. I wanted the lights off. I didn't want him to really look at me. Like it was sad. It was really sad. And then over the years, I began to grow and have more confidence. Then found out about a pornography addiction, and that made my confidence tank even further. Now I'm 3 kids into it, and I find out that, you know, he had a pornography addiction. So it wasn't until about 2012, I was 11, 10 years into my marriage before I started making changes in my marriage and in our sex life. We do an intimacy lifestyle, which I'll talk about in another podcast. If I haven't already, you might go back and look. I might have already talked about how we do an intimacy lifestyle, but until I started working on my marriage and making that more positive, we really struggled with intimacy and desire for the first many years of our marriage. It was very sad. And now the last 8 to 10 years have been nothing but phenomenal. And the last 4 have been just incredible. It just gets better. So just some encouragement when it comes to sex, when it comes to desire, part of it's your responsibility. You cannot rely on your spouse entirely in the desire department. You need to be desirable, and that doesn't mean you need to be perfect. It means you need to have the confidence, and you need to be able to show that you are what you say and think you are. And if that's not positive, your spouse is going to feel it. They're going to know. So I just wanted to bring some encouragement to this keto lifestyle that, guys, keto is not everything. Keto is a tool. But do not allow keto to be your means for basically for desire when it comes to your marriage and your sex life. Okay, that being said, I am wanting to announce something. I'm going to do another podcast specifically about this, but I want to announce that I have started my very own business. And that business is going to be announced in the next podcast that I do. But I am giving you a sneak preview about it. It is called Fireside Nurse. And it is going to be a business based on nurse coaching, IV therapy, and telemedicine with a naturopathic physician. I'm super stoked about it. I will give you more detail in the next podcast, but it's also going to come with a podcast. So not only can you listen here for the keto content and the keto journey and, you know, keto tips and tricks and all of that, but also you can go over to the new podcast and you'll be able to go to the new website and check out Fireside Nurse. I'm really excited. I'm so excited about this business. So, yeah, you guys, I will catch you next time on the next episode of The Naked Keto Wife. Until then, you can hit me up at thenakedketowife@gmail.com, or, you can certainly leave a message for me on Instagram or Facebook, wherever you find me. But I just want you to know I'm available if you have questions or comments, feedback, anything like that. Okay. All right. I'll catch you next time on The Naked Keto Wife. Bye for now.